referendum on whether the United Kingdom should remain or leave the European Union. Election analysts say turnout will be crucial for both sides. The EU has struggled with migration and an economic crisis, and a Brexit vote would boost opposition to it with other member states. All eyes in the European Parliament are also on the outcome of the vote, as we hear in this report from Henry Ridgewell.
It is business as usual here at the European Parliament Thursday, on the surface at least. There are debates scheduled on renewable energy and the Panama Papers, among others. But in reality, all eyes are on what's happening in Britain. One French lawmaker here told me that the EU in Brussels is finally waking up to the seriousness of the vote after what she said was a long sleep, and there is much nervousness ahead of the outcome. There are emergency meetings between the heads of the various EU institutions scheduled for Friday morning when the result is known, and we will then get Brussels' first response to the outcome of the referendum.
You can follow more details at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Interpol launched a public appeal Thursday for help in catching people smugglers who make billions of dollars in profit from the flow of migrants to peaceful and prosperous countries from poor or strife-torn homelands. The International Police Organization published on its website the photos of 11 people it was targeting in connection with an operation that's focused on 180 fugitives sought in 31 countries. An Interpol study released in May showed people smugglers had made over $5 billion from the wave of migration into Southern Europe last year. The European Union, meanwhile, is focusing its efforts on stemming the inflow of refugees and migrants after 1.3 million people reached its shores last year. Paris riot police swarmed the French capital's historic Bastille area Thursday as protesters gathered for the latest march in a campaign against labor reforms that has been violent. The march was given the go-ahead after bitter negotiations in which the government first tried to ban it on security grounds before backing down and agreeing to allow a short, tightly contained route. U.S. Democrats Thursday vowed to continue pushing for gun safety legislation in the wake of the Orlando nightclub massacre after a dramatic sit-in failed to force a vote in Congress. The scenes on the House floor were unprecedented in recent history and began after Democrats took over the chamber's proceedings Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Republican Speaker Paul Ryan dismissed the protest as a publicity stunt. Meanwhile, an Australian study has found that tough gun laws enacted 20 years ago there have prevented mass shootings and have cut the rates of firearm-related murders and suicide. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Research published Thursday in the Journal of the American Medical Association has shown there have been no mass shootings in Australia since strict gun controls were enacted 20 years ago. While gun crime still persists in Australia, Sydney University Emeritus Professor Simon Chapman, who headed the research project, says the laws have prevented mass killings.
There is hard evidence now that if you take away the means of committing mass killings with firearms, you don't have mass killings for the next 20 years. That's been our experience here. That shows what can happen by sensible legislation. I think Australia is an example to the rest of the world here.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Thursday that race and ethnicity can be taken into consideration when deciding college admissions. It upholds a contested affirmative action scheme at the University of Texas. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.